to 800-951, toll free, 855-450-FREE. I guess we'll see how long my voice holds out for tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark. I'm always here to take over if you need me.
855-450-3733. You just hate it being in the first chair, Mark. It's too much, too stressful.
I don't hate it. It's just not that much fun.
It is a lot more fun to sit in the second chair.
It is. You just kind of sit over here.
Sit back with your drink and just, you know, kind of chill out.
Yep.
You don't really have to worry about too much.
If the guy in the first chair says something stupid, you call him a jerk. It's easy.
So we'll take your calls about anything, 855-450-3733. You know, Ron Paul apparently has given his farewell address, and it was described by our very own Derek J as epic. I have not yet read it, and it is epic in length. Let me tell you, this guy must have spent an hour talking on the floor of Congress as he prepared to say his goodbyes.
He'd been there for more than a decade. So
23 years in office over a 36-year period.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe we'll be able to pick out some excerpts from that for you, because I imagine he did say some really excellent things in there. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Plus, coming up, more news on the secession petitions that have now spread to all 50 states, with over 700,000 signatures in total.
I don't know if I like that number, because I've gone and I've signed many of those petitions, and I'm sure that many people have done the same thing. So if you're counting each one of my signatures as a signature,
there are 700,000.
Yeah, there'd be 700,000 of them.
And several more states, by the way, have qualified now. So it was just, I think it was yesterday or the day before, it was just Texas. Louisiana was on the way up. And then there's a full list that one
Texas
website.
Texas is up over 100,000 signatures.
Are they over 100 now?
As I understand it.
That's good to know. And so other states have qualified, and we can tell you more about what's going on with that. But let's go to the phones first. Tom in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, and first of all, that Ron Paul farewell address is on YouTube. But what I want to bring up is a place called Boston Corner, which has a history of having been one of the few places where there was no law enforcement for years and years. It's okay. You take a look at a map and you find Mount Washington, Massachusetts, in the corner of Massachusetts where it meets Connecticut.
There's more than one Mount Washington.
Yeah, but it's the town of Mount Washington, Massachusetts.
Oh. Is there actually a Mount Washington, though, like as in a mountain?
That I don't know, but it borders Connecticut and New York.
Okay.
And in the extreme corner of the town was a village called Boston Corner. And there was no law enforcement there, because to get to it, you would have to go over this impassable terrain, the mountainous terrain. They couldn't get to it. And it was in Massachusetts, so the New York cops couldn't enforce New York laws there either.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people were pretty much on their own and having a good time, you know, setting up a hotel, and they didn't have to worry about paying taxes or voting or anything, because they just ran things as they saw fit and gambling. And
when was this?
This was in the 1850s.
Okay.
Until such time as somebody decided, let's have a championship boxing match when boxing was illegal. And thousands of people came onto this little village to watch this boxing match that was in Massachusetts. And the guy that everybody was rooting for was clobbering the other guy and was getting congratulated. Hey, you know, you did a great job. He thought he had won. And the other guy got back up again for another round. And the referee says, well, where's the guy everybody's rooting for? He loses by forfeit because he walked away thinking he had won. And all these people, keep in mind, no law against public drunkenness, no way to shut people off. Drunk as a skunk, thousands of people rioted and went around looting people's houses and looting the hotel and everything. It was just massive, all hell breaking loose.
Wow.
And then some people, local villagers, fled for their lives, hopping a freight train that was going by. And then after things cooled down, they petitioned, hey, can you redraw the line so that, I mean, we're better off with some kind of law enforcement. Redraw the line across that nasty terrain. Take a look at Google Maps, and you'll see what I'm talking about. You zoom in and that town, you see where Boston Corner was just inside of Massachusetts. but after an act of the Massachusetts legislature and an act of the New York legislature and then an act of Congress as required for any compact between states, it is now part of New York, so that some laws there. But that's a way, you know, people who are looking into the history of anarchy or any of that, they might find a case study in that and ask, well, what do you do when that happens? Like, you have humongous crowds going into Vatican City.
What would a small town police department have done? They wouldn't have been able to do much either in a situation.
Well, they would have
like
said that you can't have a permit to have this boxing match here. That's what
they would have brought in reinforcements from the same jurisdiction. Like, you know, when they have the football games in Foxborough, you know, the Foxborough Police Department wouldn't be able to handle that, but they would call in reinforcements with jurisdiction. And this place was outside of the jurisdiction. It was de facto beyond the reach of Massachusetts law enforcement and de jure beyond the reach of New York law enforcement. So they waved their magic wand and manufactured some documents, and so now the New York bureaucrats get to enforce New York laws there.
Interesting story, Tom. I learned something new tonight, and I appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So does that prove that you got to have the government police around? Is that story?
I don't know. I mean, what does it say? It says that, you know, to me, in that circumstance, like you said, you know, police wouldn't have been able to do anything about a riot in that circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the only thing they really could have done is deny the permit to have the boxing match in the first place, because it was against the law to do such a thing. Or they could have had,
presuming it is against the law to do such a thing, but it may not be.
In the 1850s, it was. I mean,
to have a boxing match.
That's the claim of the story. I mean,
oh, did he say that? I missed that. So that's why they went there to have the boxing matches.
That's right. That's why they chose that place, because it was illegal every place else, and this was essentially a lawless place.
Well, in the
of course, once that happens, you're going to be ready for it.
You mean the next time?
Yeah. I mean, you know, sorry, that's...
If the town is get burned down or whatever.
It's how people learn lessons.
Well, it's interesting that the crowd of sports hoodlum fanatics apparently hasn't changed over the years. You know, certainly we've seen plenty of instances of sports team fans, after their team wins, going out and wreaking havoc on the surrounding
area.
Or
if they lose...
Right, but it's even more bizarre when they win. It's like, what are you doing? It's your city. So they, you know, we've seen examples of this these days, but it always happens around some stadium, which of course is in some kind of major city where there's a lot of police around. You know, there necessarily wouldn't be anything to stop someone from throwing a boxing event or something like that, or some kind of sporting event in a small town, and then having a similar occasion happened today.
You know, I'd say that to some extent that's a consequence of making boxing illegal, is that they had to take it to this small village in order to have it, whereas they could have had it in some larger venue that would have been more centralized to more people and have had security more available and things like that. So to some extent, this was a problem the government caused in the first place.
Hey, I'm not against... first of all, I'm not an anarchist, and neither are you, Mark.
No.
And I'm not against the idea of having protection services. I just don't have protection. I just don't want them to be a monopoly on protection services. So I want to be able to choose, and I want to be able to decide, you know, what I value. You know, do I want to have service around the clock? Do I want to have a personal bodyguard, or do I want to have somebody come check my house a couple times a week, you know, drive by? What kind of level of service do I want? You know, in the marketplace, you get to select the kind of phone service you have. Do you want long distance? Do you want just a local calling? You know, do you want unlimited? So with protection services, there could very well be different tiers of service like that.
There's pretty much different tiers of service with just about any service you get.
Yeah, and so you could have that kind of a choice. And then, in addition, let's say there were police in this town, and that the riot happens, and the police realize they're way outnumbered, so they decide they're just going to dig in and protect the police station. What do you do then? Your house has been set on fire, or the windows have been smashed, things have been destroyed. Do the police owe you anything? Because they didn't protect you?
No,
they don't. 855-450-FREE, but if you had a private contract with a protection agency, they might.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free to 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there for you. We give them away. And those features include the mobile site. If you've got a smartphone and you want quick access to our live streams, just go to m.freetalklive.com, and you can get them there. Broadband, midband, narrowband, they're all free. m.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are an online peer-to-peer open source currency. They allow you to send and receive money on the internet without paying any fees. Your account, when it comes to Bitcoins, is yours to control, as opposed to a bank account in the United States or any country around the world, which is really available to the whims of whatever that government is. In the United States, banks are beholden to the Federal Reserve and to, you know, the government in general. If the government, the IRS, says we're going to freeze that account for whatever reason, they could be right, they can be wrong. They're just going to freeze your account. The bank doesn't care. The bank doesn't care about due process. The bank cares about its butt, and its butt is on the line, whereas with Bitcoins, your account's yours to control, and that's really important. Bitcoins are being accepted day after day by more and more businesses. There are thousands of businesses now accepting Bitcoins, and you know, it's an amazing thing. You know, there's a Bitcoin store out there. It's called BitcoinStore.com. There's a website out there where you can buy consumer level electronics for Bitcoins, and Bitcoins only. They don't even accept regular money. So it's Bitcoins. If you want to find out more about them, go to WeUseCoins.org. If you want a free online wallet that's encrypted, go to blockchain.info.
Our toll-free number here again, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls, your thoughts, and then coming up, Texas and secession. Some are saying it's possible, and others are saying let them go. There's a liberal kind of perspective on these things that, you know, obviously the perspective is that it's the conservatives in Texas that want to leave, so liberals in San Francisco are saying, hey, we don't have a problem with that.
Take your electoral college votes and go.
Yep, so we'll go to that here in a little bit, but your calls come first. So Chris is listening to LRN.FM in Indiana. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just called in with a little known fact about silver. It is the best electrical conductor of any known metal.
I thought gold was better.
No, gold's number three behind it. Silver, copper, and then gold.
Okay.
Hmm, interesting.
63 billion simians per meter is what silver is. So that basically means you can put more electricity through silver than through copper and gold.
Okay.
Yeah, and one of one of the reasons that people believe that silver is a good investment, the silver bugs out there, and I have most of the precious metals I have is silver also, and as a just a warning to everybody, this is one of the reasons, the industrial uses, that silver has a not just jewelry uses, but industrial uses also. Gold, not really the industrial uses.
But gold's really good because it's soft and it never corrodes. So a silver core conductor with gold around it, like a light paint gold, mm-hmm. lasts eternity. So you could put them in like space engines and stuff like that.
That's interesting because if you look at consumer electronics, you know, the fancier stuff has the gold-plated connectors. So you're saying that that would prevent corrosion over time, but ultimately is not the most efficient.
It's really good for connections because it's soft.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually do get, like, all your sound equipment. If you're not going through low connections, you're hurting yourself. So,
gotcha.
And then silver conducts the power. Like, you can actually put more electrons through silver than through copper, which is what everybody uses in all computers, you know, copper with, like, both connections.
Good to know. I'm learning all kinds of stuff here tonight on Free Talk Live.
Simians per meter.
Now, let me ask you this, though. You know, the phone company's switching from copper to
fiber optic.
Why are they doing that?
Okay. Electricity is light. Okay. The speed of light was determined by the Maxwell equation, which is basically the electromagnetic equation. Light is actually, what you actually see is radiation that is actually electricity. You know, it's a certain measure of electricity. And
the electromagnetic spectrum or whatever it is?
So connection, yes. Connection can be sent, this huge spectrum can be sent over light, whereas just the regular, you know, copper connection, you can't, the bandwidth is much smaller. So fiber optic is the way to go with connections and hardwire, like hard actual metal, gold and silver.
Good info, Chris. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. There you go, Mark.
You know, I think he explained that better than I've ever had anybody explain that to me before.
Yeah, absolutely. And right out of the blue, you can bring up anything you want here, 855-450-FREE. So, Texas, secession. We found out last night from Google Trends that the words secession and secede have had a huge spike in usage just over the last 48 hours. And
the reporters on these major news networks and stuff are talking about it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that, and as they should, because people are actually talking about this. Something that on Free Talk Live we've been saying for years, hey, people need to start talking about secession. Let's just get the conversation started. Well, that's happening, and I think it's pretty exciting. We'll give you an update here, because I haven't checked the trends today. I want to see if the spike is continuing to go up, because the spike as of yesterday was the highest of all time that Google Trends has been tracking since 2004. Yesterday was the highest, with the second highest being around the election of George W. Bush for the second time back in 2004, interestingly.
So in one case it appears to be Democrats, in the other case it appears to be Republicans.
Which means that the idea of secession has bipartisan support. So let's go to this news story here from businessinsider.com. I got this one from John Bush down in the Austin area today. When Thomas Dunn published Don't Mess with Texas in May, my comedic political novel about a freewheeling Texas governor who becomes fed up with a constitution-stomping president and decides to secede, I knew I'd landed on something relevant. I didn't know it was this relevant. As of this writing, the Texas petition to peacefully withdraw from the United States via the White House's petition, open petition webpage is up to 62,481. Mark, you say it's past 100,000 as of us doing the show tonight.
Yes.
And this guy wrote this article yesterday, so that means it's almost doubled in 24 hours.
Once it gets rolling, there's nothing that can really stop something like that.
On its way to tripling the required names needed to trigger a response from the Obama administration, which we've yet to see. No doubt, Texas's desire to break free is a source.
Do you think you're gonna see a response to this?
I expect not.
I think that
some kind of blow off.
Oh well, I think you'll see a civics lesson. The president of the United States cannot grant secession to a state. Thank you for your time. Now, when these things were written, they should have been written as a request for peace.
Some of them were.
Got to say, the ones that are getting attention, just like, we're going to secede, and we want you to give us sanction, dear Lord. And, that's not what it's about. The president can't let a state secede or not, and I don't even know how that would necessarily go about. It's never really been done successfully. So it's really about whether or not the commander-in-chief of the armed forces will employ bombs, guns, military, and these kind of airplanes against its former citizens.
We'll come back and give you the reasons why this author says Texas can do this.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number for you to bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the archives. We've got a bunch of them. They go all the way back to late 2006, and they are free. Now, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their site, we give it away. So enjoy over at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is the company that handles accounts receivable. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, has been a fan of Free Talk Live and a big supporter of Free Talk Live for a very long time. And, you know, if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, I'd really appreciate it if you go on over there to SACL CAI's website. You can get there through the banner at freetalklive.com and check them out. SACL CAI.
Coming up, the reasons why Texas can secede, according to BusinessInsider.com. But first, we go to the phones and your thoughts. Jared's in Michigan, in Detroit. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, before I get to my main point, I find it funny that you're talking about Texas leaving the country, because last Tuesday, Puerto Rico voted to become a state, so if Texas left and they joined, they wouldn't have to
really
the flag. It would still be 50 stars.
I had heard that they were voting on that, and I didn't get the results. I didn't realize. How much do you recall what the vote was in Puerto Rico?
About 54%.
Hmm. Those so, poor other 46%.
I don't think it would happen, but yeah.
What a shock, man.
It was between either leaving the country, remaining a territory, or becoming a state. So the vote was split 3-3.
Well, I know that Puerto Rico, one of the reasons that Puerto Ricans wanted to stay is that there's a lot of money flowing their direction from the United States, as opposed to the amount of money that they pay individually in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to ask yourself, for instance, I sign up for, I pay income tax, right? I fill out an income tax form. And many people do this, and a lot of people get money back just by filling out the form. There's welfare built
earned
in.
Earned income credit, right.
Right, there's the earned income tax credit, is that right?
Sounds right.
Yes.
And there's money built into just filling out this form. So a lot of people, they don't want to get stop income tax. They're getting paid by that thing. So, you know, a lot of people wouldn't want to secede from the union either. I mean, sure, they can get some level of sovereignty or whatever, but what? I mean, why would you want it if you're getting paid?
Well, the truth is, all the territories are a free money pit for them. I mean, there's too much money for them to gain than not. So when people talk about these islands leaving, whether it's, you know, Guam or whoever, the truth is they get a ton of money from the federal government, and it wouldn't be in their best interest to leave because then they'd be a third world crappy island because they're not set up in a way to support their own economy. I mean, Puerto Rico technically could, but those real small ones, I don't see how. But the reason I was calling about was the Washington pot deal, and Colorado did it too. This might speed up the slowing down of the war on drugs, and here's the reason why. You brought up a very fascinating point on I was listening to your podcast, Mark, about how you said, what if a state only fined you a dollar if you possess under a pound of pot?
Right.
Montana did something very similar in the 70s when the nationwide speed limit was 55. Prior to that, Montana never had a speed limit in the daytime, and at night it was either 60 or 65.
Mm-hmm.
And when the feds kept on pushing them on it, they wrote a law that said if you broke the speed limit, the fine was no more than $5. It could be paid on the spot. And from my understanding of it, it wouldn't count against your driving record or anything. So it was just a way that they thumbed their nose in the feds' face.
But still were able to take the federal money.
Exactly right, yeah. So that's what they did. Oh, no, it's a crime to speed, but what they really didn't say was it was a $5 fine. But people would have a stack of fives in their center console in their car in the rare chance that they got pulled over. They'd just give the cop a five, he'd give them a little ticket, and, you know, you pay the fine, blah, blah, blah. That is
really unusual to be able to pay a fine on the spot. Like, a lot of people would say that leads to corruption and that sort of thing. But it's interesting. I never heard of that
before. You know, this may very well be a true story. I certainly don't know. But when I went through Montana in the late 90s, there was no daytime speed limit still.
I was through there a couple of years ago. It was daytime, it was 70, night it was 65.
A few years ago, maybe 5 or 6, they changed it, but this was in the late 90s, they had no daytime speed limit.
That would be pretty sweet. I've never been through a state that doesn't have the speed limit or anything higher than 75. But it is interesting because the truth is the feds don't have the manpower to crack down on all these states. And with a lot of states, you know, coming up to a point where they have no money to pay pensions or anything else, they're going to have to look at other places to cut.
That's a good point.
And thankfully, the war on drugs might be a place where liberals and conservatives may be, you know, willing to say, okay, fine, let's, you know, cut when it comes to this, because I think you're going to see a lot of money being saved in Washington as well as Colorado.
The manpower point's a really good one, and it's easy to look at the current situation and say, oh, well, you know, Washington, Colorado, they're screwed because the DEA is going to keep targeting marijuana dealers out there. They're going to target the stores. Well, they can do it in a small area pretty effectively. You target the stores, you go after them, and you take out their inventory, take out their cash, which is what they've done in California. But as more marijuana decriminalization or legalization happens around the country, that will become more difficult for the DEA, especially if they don't get to use the local resources anymore, because one of the things that they count on is that local police departments turn cases over to them. They're not, you know, they're not going to necessarily be running all of their own investigations all around the country, right? I mean, I'm just speculating.
They also count on them, too, Ian. To help step into the task to be task force
right.
and be warm bodies. And if states started to say no to that, which some of them might, then unless the Department of Justice plans on hiring, 150,000 new feds to crack down on these states, I just don't see that happening. And if more states were to say, yeah, I wouldn't want any part in it, it's going to happen.
Good thoughts tonight, Jared. We got to let you go. Your phone's a little crappy, but I appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
One of the problems, though, is if they open up, marijuana convenience stores in downtown Denver, the DEA could make a lot of problems for those people individually. They just go around in a truck from place to place,
sure.
busting them because they're selling marijuana, and they're selling it on a large scale, and they start dragging them and their employees off to jail in handcuffs. It's going to be pretty quick that they're going to be shutting these
but
places
down. But they won't
down.
Drag anyone off to jail because they haven't been doing that in California. Now, think about this.
They haven't. That doesn't mean that they won't do it.
That doesn't mean they won't, but they probably won't because they have it in California. And why is that? Well, it's because they don't want to actually have to go up against a human being that could potentially take something to court and could potentially get in front of a jury. Right? So you go in, you raid the business, you take all their marijuana, you take all their cash, and you walk away if you're the DEA. You just call that a day. You got some cash. You got the dope. That's that. Because if you bring
that's all they've done so far,
right? Recently at least, if you bring those charges against people, then you've got a court case. Whereas if you bring charges against $100,000 in cash, the cash can't get up and hire its own attorney. But the people that are running these stores certainly could.
But
and if I were in a state in which marijuana were completely legalized, I would expect I'd have a fairly decent chance in front of a jury.
Business owners are going to figure out ways to they may be able to get insurance at some point. Some insurance company may crop up that'll cover the marijuana being taken. And you can certainly come up with a safe system, a system of safes that the DEA cannot get into easily.
Sure, the market can certainly handle that. 855-450-FREE, and I think, Jared's got it. If there are enough decriminalizations or legalizations around the country, it'll become something that is completely fruitless for the DEA. 855-450-FREE. In fact, I heard something about Connecticut, I believe, Rhode Island, introducing legislation to legalize. Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security, too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That is the single toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And it's Ian.
Give us a call at 855-450-3733.
Mark, you want to tell me about BitInstant.com?
Sure. BitInstant.com is the place to go to get your Bitcoins. Just spoke about Bitcoins in the last segment. They're an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency. Allow you to send and receive money on the internet without having to pay any fees. BitInstant.com is the fastest, easiest, safest way to get your Bitcoins. They've got more than a million locations that you can go and deposit cash. Many of these locations you can do it without giving any kind of identifying information about yourself, so they're completely anonymous in that way. You can, of course, operate on with Bitcoins in a way that makes one anonymous. You need to do a little studying about that. I'm not going to say that the Bitcoin is an anonymous currency, but it's potentially anonymous. BitInstant.com to go get your Bitcoins gives you complete control over your own money. BitInstant.com.
All right, let's go to the phones to you and your thoughts. Then coming up, reasons why one author thinks Texas can secede. Let's go to Daryl, listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, to Liberty 94.3. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark.
Hey,
what's on your mind? A couple callers ago called in and mentioned that Puerto Rico had the vote on statehood this past Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Or actually, it was a week ago, Tuesday. That was actually a non-binding plebiscite.
Oh.
And it was done in a two-step process, which is the first time that they've ever done this, to where question one asked, do you believe that Puerto Rico should maintain its status as a territory? So a yes answer meant yes, remain a territory. A no answer meant change status.
Mm-hmm.
Question two gave three options: statehood, independence, or a state in free association, which is something very similar to what Micronesia and Palau,
mm-hmm.
and there's one other that I don't remember who it is. So basically, they're independent, but they rely on a lot of federal U.S. federal government protection, such as military, postal service, things along that line.
I'd like to point out that before you go on, Daryl, a lot of people will point out the military is a good reason to stay in the Union. And I say otherwise. The fact is that the United States military, quote unquote, protects most of the world, or at the very least, most of the Western Hemisphere. If somebody decided to invade Costa Rica, which has no standing military, the United States military, the Navy, would make it very difficult on them to do it in the first place. And it's likely the United States government would send the military in to prevent that, you know, from the beginning.
Well, but you can't count on them to provide your protection services for you if you're going to secede.
Nope, you certainly can't. But the shipping lanes are going to continue to remain open. Because the United States military is going to, the Navy wants them to remain open, right?
Unless they decide to ignore everyone flying the Texas flag.
Or put a blockade in where you are. Of course, that's an act of war.
Daryl?
Right. So 54% of Puerto Ricans said that they wanted a change of status.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then of the people that voted on question two, 61% wanted statehood, 33% wanted the state and free association, and 5% wanted full independence.
Jeez.
But what is interesting, 26% of the people that voted one way or the other on question one did not vote on question two.
Why?
So when you consider that, then 45% of people that voted in the election wanted statehood.
I see what you're saying.
No, so a lot of the people that did not vote on question two were ones that voted to remain a territory, and they boycotted question two.
But why do you think that is?
Well, because they didn't want to choose one of the three options. They want to remain a territory, so they boycotted the second question.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got you. So what you're pointing out is it was not, in point of fact, half of the voters, or more than half of the voters, who voted to become a state.
Right. It was actually 45% of the people that cast a ballot cast a vote on the second question in support of statehood. Mm-hmm. But 61%, it was, you know, 61% of the people that voted on question two voted for statehood.
Now, what's the benefit to anybody in Puerto Rico of Puerto Rico being a state? The statistically insignificant possibility that your vote might be the thing that allows that breaks a tie to allow some representative to be elected from one side or the other? Is that the idea?
I really do not understand the support for statehood. But what I find interesting is that people are somehow thinking that Puerto Rico will now become a state.
Hmm.
Any action on the future of Puerto Rico must be initiated by Congress. And back in 2009, Congress actually had a bill. It was H.R. 2499, which would have given Puerto Rico a binding plebiscite. That never got passed. I think it passed through the House of Representatives, never passed the Senate. So then the Puerto Rican legislature basically took the same wording and made it a non-binding plebiscite. Which, interestingly enough, when I did a write-in campaign for Senate in Alabama in 2008, I called for a binding plebiscite in the same two-step process that they did. And this was the first time they ever had a two-step plebiscite.
Plebiscite sounds like it should be an insect, doesn't it?
It kind of does.
Very helpful, Ian.
Sorry. So basically,
I kind of take credit for the whole idea of what happened, because it was after I did a write-in campaign and said we need a two-step process that they actually had the legislation.
So basically, Puerto Rico is not going to become a state unless the federal government decides to make a move, in which case what the people of Puerto Rico want won't be a factor, right?
Well, I think what most likely Congress will do is revive the legislation. You know, of course, it's going to have a new bill number, but basically take what was H.R. 2499 and revamp it just a little bit and then give Puerto Rico a binding plebiscite.
I see.
But so, I don't expect Congress to initiate statehood anytime soon.
So then once they have the binding plebiscite, which is a direct vote of the qualified voters of a state in regard to some important public question, then it would be up to a majority rule on at that point?
Yes. So then, okay, you know, if this vote that they had was binding, then, you know, the 61% that voted on the second question that voted for statehood, that would be the majority rule.
Got it. Thanks for clearing that up, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Anything else you want to share?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks, Daryl. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You know, one wonders why the United States government wants places like Puerto Rico. I mean, what's the benefit to the U.S. people? It's a, it is not, it doesn't generate tax money. And so, you know, why do they want it? Why wouldn't they just kick them out and make them one of these states in free association? Mm. Sure, somebody invades, we'll be there.
Maybe you'll see them reintroduce this legislation he was talking about if Texas secedes. Maybe all of a sudden they'll be motivated because they want to have the 50 stars on the flag. That would be a dumb enough reason for them to do it, right?
You know, I think that they can come up with, I've taken a look at the different flag setups, mm-hmm. You know, and you can make the flag look fine with 51, 52, sure. 49, 48. Mm-hmm. I think the flag has always looked best with the 48 stars, personally.
Hmm.
But I can see why they'd want to maintain 50. And well, I don't think they're going to let Texas just secede right away. Think about this for a second.
Nothing's going to happen unless Texas legislature makes a move. Right?
Understood. Think about this for a second. Who the national debt is at this point $17 trillion, $14 trillion, mm-hmm. you know, more than $10 trillion, less than $20 trillion. Yep. How much of that do the people of Texas owe?
No one owes that debt except for the government.
Do you really think that the government believes that?
Who cares?
Well, there you go. So if every state of the union decides that they're going to leave the United States government,
right,
then all those debts just go away.
That's right.
What about the bonds that, you know, the treasury bonds and things that...
You're screwed.
That the United States, American people have...
Shouldn't have bought those things.
But there you go. See, this is a pretty...
Hey, you invested in a criminal gang. I mean, what do you expect?
It's just another criminal gang, man.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If you invested in that criminal gang by buying their bonds, then don't be shocked if they go belly up someday. You know, if the mob bosses decide they can't run it anymore or whatever. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Hour 2's next.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.